And as the activities of the banks come under scrutiny at the Banking Royal Commission, one international expert argues that leading accountancy firms should also be investigated. Richard Brooks is a former tax inspector in Britain who says the Big Four accountancy firms should also be under the microscope at the Australia's Banking Royal Commission. Now an award-winning journalist, he makes the case that the Big Four firms, PricewaterhouseCoopers, KPMG, Deloitte and EY, have a massive conflict of interest in selling consultancy services to the same companies whose accounts they then audit. He argues the Big Four's failure to properly audit banks and financiers led to some of the catastrophic consequences of the global financial crisis. His book is entitled Bean Counters: The Triumph of the Accountants and How They Broke Capitalism. Richard Brooks spoke to our Europe correspondent, Steve Kinnane.
Those Big Four accountancy firms do so much of the consultancy work that they're no longer really accountancy firms. It's changed their character. So even if they're not specifically conflicted on an individual client, they are conflicted in the sense that as a firm, what they really want is to earn money from advisory work. Their primary interest is not getting the numbers right. It's getting the money in for themselves.
What percentage do they make out of auditing, and what percentage do they make out of consulting with businesses about how they should run that business?
That varies from country to country, but worldwide, the Big Four make about 2/3 of their income from advisory and 1/3 from auditing.
To what degree does their consultancy work then impact on the thoroughness of their auditing?
In the UK, there's case after case emerging where the auditors simply haven't done their job. In many of those cases, like BHS, which was given a clean audit certificate by PricewaterhouseCoopers before being sold, or HBOS, the bank audited by KPMG that collapsed. You know, in those cases, the accountancy firms were earning significantly from consultancy work for those companies.
How culpable do you think the Big Four accountancy firms were in the global financial crisis?
If they'd done their job properly, the financial crisis would not have happened on the scale that it did. It would not have become the catastrophic economic event that it became. And I say that because if you look right back to the start, to the seeds of the financial crisis, if you look at the companies that were selling ludicrous subprime mortgages, the state of those companies should have been spotted far earlier by their auditors. The top four subprime lenders in the US were audited by KPMG. The mortgages that were on their books were clearly evidently bad. There were short sellers in America who knew this years before the auditors said anything.
Ernst & Young were involved with Lehman Brothers,
weren't
they?
That's right. After this, of course, so you got these subprime mortgages created, and then it was those mortgages that were packaged up into these toxic financial products that concentrated that risk. They went on to the balance sheets of the big investment banks like Lehman Brothers. And then the auditors again connived in those banks, covering up the risks they were exposed to. So Lehman Brothers, for example, Ernst & Young turned a blind eye to $50 billion worth of repo transactions that were designed simply to get debts off the bank's balance sheet over its reporting periods.
Australia has a Royal Commission at the moment into banking and financial services. Do you think they should expand that to include the big accountancy firms?
Absolutely. Anybody looking at the financial services must include the auditing companies. It was interesting, when I met one or two of the senior partners of the Big Four firms in the UK, one of them, when we were discussing the financial crisis, talked repeatedly about all of us in the system. He considered himself part of the financial system. I thought they should actually sit outside the financial system, monitoring it. But they know full well they're at the heart of it. And when it suits them, they'll brag about that, you know, because they earn money from being key players. They don't just audit, they advise on financial transactions, they advise on financial products, they package up derivative products. So they're right in there, and they're heavily conflicted, and we're relying on them to check that, to tell us everything's sound. So of course, yeah, you can't review that industry without looking at the auditors.
Richard Brooks, a former tax inspector turned investigative journalist, he was speaking to our Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane in London.